fifth perek of Parah's seventh Mishnah. A shekesh shevesela is a piece of a stone, a kli, which is etched into the side of the mountain. In other words, it was never a kli. It's just he made a receptacle on the side of, on the stone of the mountain itself. We can't use it for these three purposes of filling up the water, or putting the ashes into the water, or sprinkling from the mixture, because it has to be a kli. It's not considered a kli. If it's in a oil amaze, you don't have to seal it off because it's not a kli. It's enough that it's covered. If water goes into it, then it's not considered ma'im shuvim. If a person put the water into, a different story, but the water fell into kli by itself, even it's a problem. Here it's not considered a kli. Yeah. You can even be table inside of it itself because it's part of the ground. But if it was a kli, then you cemented it back into the ground. As far as the parduma is concerned, it's considered a kli, and you could use it for filling up the water and putting the ashes into the water and sprinkling the mixture from this kli, even though it's connected to the ground. If it's inside a house, it has to have to prevent the tumah from coming in. Since it's a kli, it needs to have the full sealing. If water comes into it, it's considered ma'im shuvim. If he made a hole on the bottom of it and he stopped it up with a shmata, a piece of cloth, the water inside of it, a puzzle for the paraduma purposes, because it has to be completely surrounded by the kli. Here you have a hole in it which is just being stopped up. If it has a hole in the side of it, and then he stopped up the hole on the side, the water, I assume it means the water underneath. The water underneath the hole, but it's not so simple. There's a whole discussion about this. The Tosis Yonta wants to say that just like we see respect to a mikveh, even if it's a drop above the side, it's considered clean to pass the mikveh. So here in the Kula he's saying that even if the hole is close to the bottom, since it's not mamash on the bottom, it's still considered clean. The Rambam's not so much like that. Okay. Also, La Torah Shaltit, he made some type of extension on the top of it, made out of some type of cement. The water went to that area, then it's poison, because that's not inside a kli. But if he made it strong enough that if he picks up that extension, the whole kli will come with it, that's considered part of the kli. And therefore, even water reaches the height of that area, also is kosher for the part of the purposes.